views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy you're joining me today. We're going to have a great show. And my wish during this hour that we're together is that you will hear something that will activate your deep intuitive knowing, maybe motivate you to take the next step in your life or touch your heart and your soul. Intuitive awareness opens the door to a magical way of life. As you listen in, pay attention to your own intuitive knowing. Trust it and allow it to guide you. You know, whatever we put energy into expands, and the more you listen within, study anything intuitive, psychic, medium work, the more you're building that energy for yourself, and the stronger your own intuition is going to become. We're going to have a call-in show today, so feel free to give me a call at 800-930-2819. And if you cannot get to the phone and you would prefer to email me, feel free to give me an email at sgd7777@yahoo.com. We're going to be talking today a bit about how you naturally help those on the other side. We're going to be doing, hopefully, we'll get some time, maybe not, I'm not sure, but if we do, we're going to do one of the meditations that I have in my new book, You Are a Medium, that talks about the kind of what we're going to talk about today, how you already help the other side a lot of time without even knowing you're doing it. And then we're going to talk a little bit about how to better connect with those on the other side and maybe get to a meditation that will help you to feel that kind of connection for yourself with someone who is passed over. I do have today a fair amount of emails, too, that I'm going to get to. I've had people emailing me throughout the week and today about various things that they wanted me to tap into. So I think I might begin, because I do have a few of them, I might begin right now with one of the questions that I've received, and then we'll talk a little bit about how you're already unknowingly connecting, helping those on the other side, and different things that you can do to even strengthen that. If there is someone who you particularly would like to connect to, there are certain things we can do that will help you to feel closer to them. And I do believe that everybody has the ability to connect with those on the other side. I believe that it's a very natural part of us. It's more a part of us. It's more of our eternal self than what we consider our true self. You know, we consider our physical body, our day-to-day lives, the truest part of us. But really, it is our spirit. It's our energy that's going to survive once the body falls away. And that intuitive, that energy body is intuitive. It is able to communicate and across time and space to connect with anyone who, especially those who we share an affinity of love with. So being able to connect with those on the other side is a very natural part of you. And in the book, you are a medium. That's one of the things I hope to teach you and help you to experience for yourself, is the ways that you're already connecting with those on the other side without even knowing it, and to help you to kind of strengthen that part of yourself. So with that in mind, I'm going to start with a question that is very apropos to kind of what we're talking about. I had a woman write me, and I'll give you her initials, which are PS, and she wrote kind of a long email. I won't read the whole thing. I'll tell you a little bit about it, though. She says that she has been reading my book, and that she had and she's has a question that she hasn't really found the answer to yet. And her question is this: is that her mother was her best friend, and they spoke every day. And her mother passed over, not that long ago. And she always felt that when her mother did pass over, that she would be able to connect with her. She'd be able to feel her. She'd be able to hear her. She goes into the email further and to tell me that there are other people that she has also been close to in life who have passed over. A sister-in-law, other people, and she has actually been able to feel their presence and feels that they send them signs. So her question is simply, why can't I feel my mother? She says it's as if she's never existed. And she has another question, which I'll get to perhaps later. But to answer that question, honestly, I kind of regret that I didn't address this more kind of pointedly in the book, because I hinted at it a little bit when I talked about emotional intuitives, but that's not that unusual, strangely enough. It is actually easier for me to connect with other people's loved ones than it is to get a really sometimes clear, straightforward sense of mine. And part of the reason why that is because of one is familiarity, the other is emotional energy. Whenever we have a very strong emotional energy attachment to someone, especially if we're in the grieving process, what happens is that emotional energy, and again, especially in the grieving process, when we've lost someone, when we really miss them, when we have a very strong desire to connect to them, when we have that sense of loss, all of that acts as somewhat of a static. It doesn't mean that your mother's not there. It doesn't mean that she's not right next to you. What it means is that your ability to clearly intuit her presence and connect with her is being kind of like on a screen of a television. It's being kind of scrambled because of the emotional energy. One of the things I do recommend, though, and if you have the book, you can do this, is you know what? Actually, I'm going to answer that. I'm going to finish this when we come back from a break. We're going to go to a break in a moment. Okay. Well, I guess we'll be right back then.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Okay, yes, we are back. Good. I was talking about an email that I had gotten from a woman who told me that she's very dismayed because her mother, who was her best friend, has passed, and she cannot feel her presence. And this is not that unusual. It doesn't mean that that person's not close. It means that the emotional energy, the desire that we have to connect with them, the loss that we're feeling, the grief that kind of goes with that loss is acting as kind of a static. Now, that's one reason why that happens. Another reason, and this just happened to me actually this week, was I was giving a reading for a woman and I think I talked to two or three people in spirit. I think it was a grandmother. I can't remember who it was, but I know it was all relatives of hers. And she was okay with me doing that. I could tell she was a little bit anxious. And she told me that there was someone that she just really wanted to talk to on the other side, and this person had not come through yet. So I kind of just got quiet, and I usually see people clairvoyantly. I usually see what they look like, and I can clairaudience, I can hear them. But this person came in very differently. This was a rush of love. And when I felt his spirit, I felt this rush of love. I felt incredible amount of emotion, and I felt and heard him say that my client, what a wonderful mother she had been to him. And so I knew it was her son who had passed over. But I didn't see him initially the way I normally do, and I didn't hear him initially the way I normally do. I had to feel his love and feel his gratitude to his mother and feel the incredible bond that they had, and I was able to connect. Now, that's one reason, again, I wrote the book, You Are a Medium, because I talk about the four different ways that we naturally communicate with those on the other side. One is through our spirit, our thoughts, our emotions, and our physical body. Quite often, if it's someone that you really, really have a very close bond with who's on the other side, it's quite likely that you're going to have to initially feel them as love And it's a difficult thing sometimes to trust that, because of course you love this person. Of course you feel love for them. But the love that you're going to feel is going to be a little bit different than what you might expect. It's a higher vibration. It's going to actually affect you, mind, body, and spirit. You're going to feel a rush of energy. It's going to come with a higher vibration of energy, that love, and your body, your spine, you're going to feel it. You might even feel your heart opening in a different way. You might, feeling that love, really emote, begin to cry. Let all of that happen. In my book, You're a Medium, and this is one of the meditations I want to get to today, which we may or may not have time. I have a meditation called Letting Go, and it's in the Medium 911 chapter 15, Medium Help 911. And this meditation, I would recommend that you do, the woman who I'm reading her email, which her initials are PS. This meditation will really help you to connect in that kind of love and help you to get clarity. Because once you do that, once you can kind of begin to feel your mother in a different way, other than what you might be feeling other people, you're going to have more of a sense of her presence. And that is actually going to help you to further your communication in other forms too, because right now it's hard because you're not feeling any connection. I do want to say that I do feel your mother very close. This is one of the messages I get from her to you. She says that you're working very hard and you're, she's a little concerned. She says that, you know, she can see you've got some stress on you. You're working very hard. And she wants you to take a little bit more time, relax, breathe, and just imagine her talking to you, she says. Like she's right there with you. She has her arm on your shoulder. And she's just kind of in this, you know, your mom has a real gentle spirit too. And so she's not going to come in like some people that are going to kind of like, you know, bam, here I am. She's just kind of touching, whispering, and telling you to slow down a little bit and that it's all going to be okay. She shows me your physical body kind of stressed too. And that's another reason that it's hard to kind of sometimes really connect, is you might need to do some relaxation in the physical body. But she does seems a little, like I said, concerned about you, kind of over, you know, working so hard, and but she's very much there with you and as loving as ever, and so much love I get from her to you. All right, so thank you for that email. Let me talk a little bit now about some other ways that we help those and connect with those on the other side, and then I am going to take another email. I talk about this a lot in the book. I talk about the different challenges that we have here in the physical realm. You know, when we pass over, one of the things that we initially do is we begin to review what we've done here in the physical life. We look at the challenges we've had. We look at the different decisions we've made, our attitudes, our choices, all of that. And we do this in the energy of love. We do this in the energy of compassion and healing. It's not kind of, you know, I was right, I was wrong, bad or good. This is more of a way to kind of really kind of evolve more, grow, and love ourselves and forgive ourselves and allow ourselves to kind of embody that kind of love. And a lot of times what happens, I've found through giving readings, is that, you know, a lot of times our loved ones, it's interesting, there are going to be certain people that are going to be closer to us. And people are always, always surprised by this, because a lot of times the person who's guiding you the most from the other side is not who you think. Because there's kind of a matching system that happens, more guided by spirit realm than our physical, our logical kind of what we want to happen. And I'll give you another, for instance, just as an example, I was And this happens almost every day, though. I was talking to a woman, and a grandfather came in. This was just yesterday, who she had actually never met. And she didn't really kind of she was very surprised. She had it's probably the last person she had thought would come in because she didn't know him. And yet he knew so much about her life, and he gave her some really good advice about relationships and work. And he was very loving. He had watched over her since she was very, very young. And of course she asked, which a lot of people ask, but why him? Why is he helping me? Now, one reason, of course, is that that is her grandfather, and he loves her despite their not being together in the physical realm. You know, your people on the other side that you haven't known well really love you just as much and as anybody you've actually physically known, and can be probably closer too. But one of the reasons why it was him, or why certain people are closer to us than others, is because they may have experienced similar lessons in their life, or they have either kind of really accomplished certain things that we're working on and they can help us, or, and this is always interesting, we're helping them because we're living through a challenge that they had that they maybe didn't feel like they were fully able to grasp and get through the challenge. So it happens both ways. Sometimes they're here to help us with certain areas that they have expertise, and sometimes we're here to help them to vicariously kind of see how we get through it, the decisions we make, our ability to confront issues. And by observing us and our positive efforts, they kind of learn a different way. They're inspired, and it actually can change the energy that they are experiencing, in, you know, because we're all connected, and love connects us in ways that bypass human understanding. And so we're able to join with them in that kind of lifting up of whatever it is that the challenges we've had into a kind of a higher awareness. Brings everybody more peace, everybody more love, everybody is kind of benefited by that. So your day-to-day activities, even if you feel no one's watching, even if you feel I'm suffering alone, or I've gotten through that and who cares, you know, you want a pat on the back and no one seems to even notice, trust me, you know, it's a funny thing, but sometimes those things that we get no human credit for are the kinds of things that are the most powerful for us on the other side. Sometimes those hidden activities are those things that kind of lift us the most. And, you know, in the spirit realm, we're talking about eternity. So keep that in mind. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. I will come back and we'll continue. Be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-8255. 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
In to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, everyone. We're back with me, Sherry, on Intuit University. And we are today, if you've not, you're just kind of joining us, we're talking about different questions I've had sent to me in, about mediumship and how to better connect with those on the other side. Before I go into my next kind of little tip about how to help those on the other side, I'm going to take another email. And even though this email is not necessarily about our loved ones on the other side, it does, it kind of connects in some way because it's more about spirit guides. So this is from Dale. And Dale says that he's had a lot of turmoil in his life in the past couple years. And he finds himself now unemployed. And he's looking at the future, different types of jobs, all that kind of thing. And he says, I'm wondering if you could tell me what principles I should look at in seeing guidance from my spirit guides, and how do I know that I'm going in the right direction? I would love to get your advice on tapping to my guides to see where this journey of life is taking me, or where I should look for new employment. You know, I bring one of the reasons why this is it's a good question for a lot of reasons, but kind of like in the first question I answered, it was about a woman who wasn't feeling the presence of her mother. And in part, that's because of the emotional energy there. Now, this is one of the paradoxes of intuitive work, is right when we most want it, when we're in a relationship we don't understand, when we've lost a job, when our health suffers, when we're in kind of an extreme situation, is when we want guidance the most. Unfortunately, that's the time when it seems to be the most elusive, when we can't, you know, our brain is going, we're coming, we're kind of stressed, we have all these ideas floating around, we have all this emotional energy, all this turmoil, and it does not make for a good kind of clear channel to receiving guidance. So this is what I advise, and I'll look into this question too for you, Dale, but I advise you to try this. It's something I do for myself because I, like everybody, you know, want help and guidance when I need it most. And that's also the time that's hardest to kind of sometimes calmly get into that meditative state to receive. So there's a couple things I advise. One is active meditation. That is a walking meditation, running meditation. I myself like a swimming meditation where get involved in some kind of repetitive activity, walking, running, swimming, doing something like that. Because what helps with that is that your body goes and so you kind of can tend to burn off some of that energy. And then just imagine, say, an affirmation. Don't try to push it in terms of receiving something. Just try to clear your mind. Because once you clear your mind, you're going to be able to receive more guidance. And this goes with connecting with a loved one, too. That once you're able to clear that channel, you will be better able to receive. The other thing I suggest is to ask for tangible signs. But you got to ask, you know, because it's all about intention and you have to set the intention. You have to put it in words. You have to put it in desire. I always tell my guides, hit me over the head with it because I can be dense sometimes. You know, whatever path you're wanting me to take, show me. Give me tangible signs. Make it so clear to me that I won't miss it. And then the key to that, though, is that you have to trust that and you have to wait. And you have to kind of really be true to yourself when you do have a sign and accept that and act on it. Because sometimes we get them and then we try to talk ourselves out of them. We say, well, that's a coincidence. That couldn't happen. You've got to, when you feel that intuitive connection to a sign, you've got to act on it and accept it. If you get into your head and try to talk yourself out of it, you can get so confused, it's crazy. So try to kind of, again, do an active meditation and also ask for specific signs that guide you. And the doors will open, but you've got to ask and then you've got to act on it. Now, with that said, let me just tap into anything your guides want to say to you, Dale. All right. Well, one of the things they're doing is they're congratulating you. And they're wanting you to celebrate this, that you've kind of, this represents kind of an advancement for you, like a graduation. And there's a lot of sense, a lot of real positive energy you're bringing in with this shift. They show me that, let's see, this is the end of April. You know, there's lots of ideas that are circulating for you. My feeling is that if you try to get into work that you had been doing and you push that too much, you're going to find that it's going to be kind of elusive for you. You're going to find yourself hitting some walls. I keep feeling that by the summer, some ideas you have, and I know you want it sooner, but I do feel that going into late spring, early summer, things are going to start to kind of generate ideas coming together. I do feel also, I should tell you, in the meantime, I feel a couple different things. One is I feel some, what do they call that? Kind of like contract work, I guess I'd call it, work on your own coming. And I kind of get a really strong message from your guys to explore that a little bit more. Work that you can do kind of on your own, self-employed, maybe consulting, something along those lines while you're kind of letting some other ideas and direction kind of come. Because the bigger direction shift you're taking, it's not going to happen overnight. And so doing some other work for people, self consulting, contract work, something along those lines is going to kind of help you while the other comes to formation, which I definitely feel like it's going to. So just hang in there, listen, breathe, take your time, and know that everything is as it should be. It's actually quite good. All right. So how do we help those on the other side? Let me tell you another thing we can do. And this actually it's not been the easiest thing for me to do. It has been in some ways. I want to take that back, but it's always a challenge, you know, and that is forgiveness. Is that, strangely enough, one of the ways that we can help both ourselves and we can also help another who has passed over is to fully forgive them. You know, when we let go of the past, when we release the wounds and the injustices that others have done, we really free ourselves from that heaviness, the chains of negativity. And when we allow ourselves to love someone despite what they've done, despite the wrongdoings, we dissolve our karmic connection to him or her. When you hold on to something that someone's done, especially when they've passed over or not, even if they're physical, then what you're actually doing is you're cementing a karmic connection to them, and you can be assured that you will incarnate with them again to deal with it, and most likely also meet them on the other side to try to work through some of what your experience is. Because, you know, anger, resentment, that kind of energy has to be met with love one way or another. So dissolving karma is important. You can do it through forgiveness. I'll tell you about a reading I had not that long ago, and this is kind of typical too of how forgiveness helps, is that I had a client whose father came in during the reading, and he was thanking her for forgiving him. He said that once she forgave him, he not only felt it, but he began to be able to really accept the love that was around and surrounding him in the spirit realm. He was in the light. He was in spirit. But, you know, we still have free will once we're over. And his free will was keeping him from fully absorbing the possibilities and the healing that he was meant to really be experiencing. And her forgiveness, when she did that in a very humble way, he really repented. He understood what he had done to hurt her, and he allowed himself to heal. And the other thing to keep in mind is that when we do that, when we forgive someone, it allows all that they've done to us, whatever wrong they've committed, whatever injustice, it no longer belongs to us. It goes back to source. And so it allows someone on the other side to fully take responsibility for all that they have done to us or to another that has been done without love, that has been injurious in any way. And so, you know, what we do, we always do to ourselves. And so keep that in mind. So practice forgiveness. If there's someone on the other side who you still hold some lack of love for, or resentment or anger, know that you're freeing yourself from a karmic connection with them when you truly forgive them, and you're giving them back all that they have done, everything, all of it. It goes right back to source. All righty, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back with our last section in just a moment. We'll be right back.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Everyone, you're listening to me, Sherry. I'm so glad you are. And today we're talking about the ways that you can help those on the other side. We talked about forgiveness. We talked about confronting your own challenges, your life lessons, and the inspiration and motivation that you give to others. And I've got one other kind of little thing I want to talk about today. And also my book, You Are a Medium, different kind of things we've been touching on are in the book, and some meditations, a quiz to help you understand your medium type, because as I said at the beginning of the program, I think we're all able to connect with those on the other side. But before I go into that last part, I wanted to take one more email I've gotten. And this is from Nova, who tells me that definitely feeling, Nova is feeling, as, you know, definitely medium abilities, and also a natural sponge, kind of really absorbing other people's emotional states, dreaming a lot, going through the ups and downs of kind of energy that sometimes we can go through when we start and when we open on this path. And the question being is, Nova writes, is I have absolutely no idea what I'm even doing when I have such a great, I wish there was something to at least give me the right guiding push into the right direction. I'm absolutely lost with no sense of direction. All right. Well, Nova, I will answer that to you personally, but I do want to generally say that your experience is unfortunately not too uncommon. Not everybody goes through it, but a lot of people do because you know, when you're an open channel for energy, it can really rock your world, you know. You know, it's kind of crazy. You can kind of absorb a lot from the other side. You can absorb a lot from people. You can absorb, believe it or not, just energy from certain locations. If certain things have happened in locations, you know, energy is absorbed there, and you can pick that up too. So, yeah, it definitely can be you know, kind of like being in the ocean, all the waves. For people in general, if you go through that when you are opening up, which, you know, to some degree we all go through it, I would really suggest some grounding exercises, some things to do to kind of get your mind, body, and your spirit kind of integrated. Because sometimes what's happening is your spirit energy is so full and your body isn't able to fully integrate that. And so you're kind of feeling out of your body and your emotional energy and all of that. And sometimes it's important to tone it down, to do very kind of earth-based things. Walk outside, walk in nature. It's eating is actually a good thing to do too, especially protein will actually help calm things down a little bit. Being careful about being around a lot of people if you are feeling especially susceptible, and certainly putting a white light you know, shield around yourself, just visualizing that and making the intent not to absorb energy unless you are asking for it. I have had to do that. I did that when I was younger, when I first started this, and it actually was incredibly helpful. It kind of saved my life in some ways to really make a conscious decision that unless I was asking for intuitive psychic information, then I was not open to it. Now, I would absorb vital life force energy and love, but I didn't want to absorb it through my psychic channel because it was too topsy-turvy. And then what you have to do when you say something like that is you have to make time then to listen to your intuition. So you can't just be closed off completely. You have to be able to say, you know, while I'm at work or while I'm doing this or that, I'm going to not be, but then I'm going to take an hour in the morning or in the evening or midday or whenever. But every day, take time to just listen then, to be alone to close your eyes, to breathe, to meditate, and just listen to the information that comes in and write it down. And in that way, you'll start to set up somewhat of an energetic rhythm so that it will come in, but only when you're able to kind of really listen to it and work with it. I do want to say to you, Nova, in particular, though, that, you know, I feel like, and this happens sometimes too, I hope we have time to finish this answer because it's an important thing, is that sometimes what happens is that vital life force energy, love energy, spiritual energy, it comes in so strong. And what it is, it's a very, very high vibration. And so if we have pain from the past, we have old wounds, we have emotional stress of any kind, there's a certain dissonance that happens between this high enlightened energy coming in and what we are holding on to in terms of any past pain, wounds, that kind of thing. And so that energy gets magnified. It actually gets really, feels really kind of overwhelming even. And so one of the things you have to do with intuitive work is actually balance that with kind of becoming more clear in many ways, emotionally, mentally. It's a path of kind of growth, and it has to entail somewhat of a kind of self-growth, letting go, healing. And I really feel, Nova, that what's happening for you right now is you have such strong, high vibration coming in, very, very, you're very, you know, just an open channel for that. But you got to keep up with it, with your own self-growth and kind of emotionals, anything in the past or present that you have to deal with emotionally to do that. Because if you don't, they're kind of clashing somewhat and they're really kind of, you know, kind of just kabooming for you. I do feel, though, that, you know, you're someone that acts quickly. You're someone that can get through things quickly. So if you focus on this, you're going to get through it pretty quickly. And I feel that, you know, you have such strong healing ability, too, actually. I feel really, really powerful about that with you. So, you know, sometimes the way of energy healing is first to kind of experience that ourselves, our own healing, to kind of, you know, the shaman always has to go through our own growth in that way is to heal self. I certainly had to do it. I still do it. I still understand that, you know, self-growth is the door that opens us to higher levels of awareness and allows us to be able to help others and channel that. So take that work seriously, focus on that a little bit. And I feel like the direction that you're looking for is going to kind of, right now it's about self. And then once that is moved through, it's going to start to clear up. It's going to start to get a lot stronger. All right. So everybody, we're coming to the end of the program today. It's been great sharing time with all of you. I love your emails. Please feel free during the week. Anything comes up, send me an email again, sgd7777@yahoo.com. I never did talk about the last thing I wanted to talk about, which I'll just say it real quick, is live your life to the fullest. Live it in love, live it in joy, because that actually helps us connect to those on the other side, because that's the energy they're in all the time. And love is without boundaries. It's without time and space, and it opens the door for our continued connection, whether we're physical or spiritual. That veil dissolves. You might also want to check out the book, my book, You Are a Medium. Llewellyn Worldwide is the publisher. You can get it there. You can get it on Amazon. It is lots of a quiz, exercises, tips on how to develop your own intuition, your own medium abilities, and also some stories about how we are helping those on the other side and our own life lessons. So it's been great sharing time with you today, and I look forward to talking to you the second Thursday of May. So take care, everybody. And
I You've
will
been listening
talk to you
to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom, with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Discover Jesus and Mary Magdalene's true relationship as twin flames and archetypes of the balance of masculine and feminine. Discover the real mystery of the Holy Grail. Jesus and Magda will reveal truths of their divine union and their ongoing mission through David Christopher Lewis during a two-day interactive webinar at Meru University Online. Jesus and Magda are sponsoring this course and invite your questions and participation. Class begins on April 6th from 9:30 a.m. a.m. to noon Mountain Time and continues on Sunday, April 13th. Learn about Magda's true status as an apostle and Jesus' revelations on women's spiritual rights. Learn what is the divine relationship between men and women as we enter Aquarius. Register now at meruuniversity.org. New student and senior discounts apply. The course starts Sunday, April 6th online at meruuniversity.org.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.